Modern birds are the closest living relatives to the dinosaurs. Scientists have previously surmised that the night-hunting capabilities of owls and other nocturnal birds might be inherited from their theropod ancestors. The password is theropod. Very educational segment.
Oh, yeah.
This may sound like a South Park episode, but it's not. Japanese scientists have developed a procedure that allows lab animals to breathe from, guess where?
Rectum.
Yep. In a new study published last week, scientists using an enema of oxygen-carrying liquid, that'll make you feel, make clean right up, proved that oxygen-deprived animals and maybe people can be saved by their bottles.
Okay.
Those are your animal story.
Bringing you.
I'll get you the whale story tomorrow. Okay. Next time, I'll be looking for somebody who's particularly thinks they're pretty good with Andy Griffith Show related trivia. And nobody wanted to play Truth the Baloney anymore, so we'll try something different. See if that can get even.
Getting the phones going.
A worse phone response. Truth the Baloney did. A rocket scientist earlier this hour. It's nice to know, especially those of you who went to college and had to qualify and have good or minimal ACT and SAT scores. California has, we're not going to have any standard. We just want to know that we're diverse. That really bothers me because, man, those tests, the standardized tests, I wasn't particularly good at those.
Especially, you know, I hated the ACT.
Which is the one you can get a 1600 on?
Oh, that'd be the SAT.
Janelle got Janelle. My sister, Kim. You got a 1600.
The ACT is more like 38. You know, like you know.
She was one of only I think two kids, in it was either the state of Illinois or maybe the entire country that got a 1600.
Were you good
on those?
In certain parts of it, I scored very high in English, and you know, the math not so much.
I want to see what the highest ATC score is.
I think it goes to 36.
36 is it?
Is it? Or does it go higher than that?
36. You're right. I said 38. That's two better.
Maybe they give you extra credit.
ACT, yeah, 36. Boy, it was a tough one.
Yeah.
Because it was so much reading and just.
Did you? I think we took ours on a weekend too. You had to go in on a Saturday.
Uh huh. Yep.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to do that. Either a college, either AUM's gym, or maybe it was in Prattville. I did it.
Did you take both?
No, just the ACT. Ooh. That's all I had to take was the ACT.
I don't know that you're going to produce that many more rocket scientists or any people of great caliber in any profession by lowering standards, but that was our rocket science feature brought to you by Applied Security, who can protect you from the people that want your stuff or want to see what's available in your office. Because they are great at taking care of both, plus properties as well. They have effective, easy-to-work-with technologies, monthly monitoring starting under $30 a month, and they can do homes, businesses, and properties with whatever type of surveillance and alarm system you prefer. Easy to work with, and they've been protecting us here at Blue Water for gosh, over almost 17, maybe more years. Mark and Vicky are local. That's a big plus, too. 279-8338, 279-8338. Or, not them. Okay, and their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Hey, you're right. The highest SAT possible is 1600. That's everything. 1600.
Yeah.
800 plus 800.
Kimmy got it.
Wow.
And I know that put her in very exclusive company, too. Hmm. The whole idea of that test, by the way, is to make sure nobody gets a perfect score or to make it that challenging.
Right.
Unbelievable. It's a few minutes past 8. Traffic and then SRN News coming up in a moment.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are very busy all over the area right now. Our busiest spots, Highway 14 from Millbrook to Prattville. Highway 31 incoming from Prattville to Montgomery. Also, Troy Highway, Wetumpka Highway, Taylor Road, all very congested right now. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. No accidents to pass along at this moment that we know of. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
And now a star is born. On May 17th, 1956, the world welcomed little baby Bob Saget.
Okay, one more push, Mom, and you are going to have a full house. And, oops, I dropped him. Hey, anyone get that on home video?
Bob Saget, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, over the weekend, Jesse became a radio queen.
What?
Rodeo queen.
News.
There you go.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's prime minister not backing down. Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's aim is to levy a heavy price on terrorists in Gaza, whose rockets continue to rain down on civilians in southern Israel. Gasoline still in short supply in some parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic, even as the crucial Colonial Pipeline is fully up and running again, all 5,500 miles of it from Houston to northern New Jersey. California's wildfire season is heating up. A 1,300-plus acre blaze burning in the Santa Monica Mountains of Los Angeles County, 0% containment so far. Walmart, Target, and Home Depot, among retailers, will be reporting their quarterly earnings this week. And on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 167 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Fellas, I'm ready to add up and do my taxes. I don't want to pay that, you know? Like a tax machine? I'm moving, doing it, you know? Can I count it off my deductions? One, two, three, four.
Tax Day. Yeah, 8:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM. From stories that suck, we have this one on this college football star tricked into thinking he was having a legitimate tryout with an NFL team. Why would somebody do that?
Is that supposed to be funny? Yeah, why would they do that is right.
I mean, I understand that athletes can do some crude things to each other, you know. They're still sort of a hazing process in place, even in professional teams. But
so this guy thought he was getting
showed up and said, "No, you're not trying out for the Falcons. You're not on the list." What a nasty thing to do to somebody.
That's terrible.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes. In fact, if you want to call now at 272-9228, we're going to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and we're going to do some Mayberry trivia. In fact, you could really pick between three: Opie, Andy, or Barney. Whoever you feel have the most.
Oh, you've added one. Okay.
Yeah. I just realized I could do that. So if you want to call and get a seat in the game now, 272-9228 is the number.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
The best thing is the humidity is still very tolerable. We won't be able to say that for much longer. All of us know that. But today is getting warmer. We were 83 yesterday. We'll be in the mid-80s today. Abundant sunshine. Tonight's low in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase a bit. We'll have partial sunshine tomorrow. Mid to upper 80s, then upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sun. Feeling more like summer every day. We'll add a little bit to the humidity. It's not going to be ridiculous. And we're not going to get dew points in the 70s through Sunday. But I think by Sunday, we'll be in the mid-60s on the dew points. That's not fun. So, you know, near 90 Friday, lower 90s over the weekend on highs. And, an extended period of storm-free weather. Why so long? Check out my morning video. You'll see that somebody's going to have to pay the price for our nice weather, and not too far away. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 8 miles per hour. Clear skies, really nice, 68 at 814.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Why are you so happy?
It's a beautiful zippity-doo-dah-day.
I'm full of energy.
Hope, optimism.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
This day we all get the crap scared out of us by blood-sucking vampires. Tax day.
Dude, that's today.
Do you have the money?
No!
Hey, Mr. Taxman, you want to dance?
It's showtime.
All right, a couple of minutes ago I said if you want to get an early start on our Mayberry Trivia Contest, it's the month of Mayberry, right?
I didn't know that.
Well, it is. And we have, you can pick one of three characters from Andy Griffith. Just answer a couple of questions correctly.
That shouldn't be hard.
And I think we have some expertise in the group here if you need a lifeline. So now we mean it. Now we want you to call 272-9228. And I think we could play with multiple people on this one. So if you want to compete, that's cool too. But otherwise, we're just going to sit here.
We're in a holding pattern.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We could get some local news. That'll give people time to call and register with Jay, so you're also in the grand prize drawing at the end of the week. But we're really, 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 really serious now. Come on, don't give me that Monday.
I'm dying over here.
My dog does less begging in the kitchen.
Well, I guess it's better than begging in other places in the house. 272-9228. I'm still waiting for that first flicker of hope. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Be the boy. Come on.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The FBI is investigating an officer-involved shooting near Dadeville Sunday afternoon. Tallapoosa County deputies were responding to a location near Fellowship Baptist Church in the Budson community when shots were fired at the deputy. The suspect was injured and taken to Baptist South Hospital in Montgomery. No officers were injured. More than 2.7 million coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered in the state. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 3,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And a historic marker was unveiled in honor of Reverend Robert and Jeannie Gretz Sunday. They are known as the only white clergy to publicly support the Montgomery bus boycotts. Their home was bombed twice by the KKK. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Friends reunion airs May 27th. And how will we fit in all those celebrity cameos? It's all in a new episode called The One Where Malala Insults Monica's Cooking, Then Joey Books a Commercial with David Beckham, who invites them to a party at Justin Bieber's house where Phoebe and Lady Gaga perform a duet of Smelly Cat while Chandler meets with the band BTS and says, could you be any more popular? As Rachel hooks up with Kit Harington because he was on her list, but she's still mad at Ross for sleeping with Cindy Crawford, who defends himself by saying, we were on a break! Only on HBO Max, which I'll cancel immediately after watching.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Hey, y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. An artist has set up a sound system in an African desert that will play Toto's Africa for eternity. Where's that stampede of wildebeests when you really need it? Angelina Jolie's new movie is called Those Who Wish Me Dead. She wants to thank Jennifer Aniston for suggesting the title. Robert De Niro injured his leg on his latest movie. Usually the only thing he damages in his movies is his legacy. And the Friends reunion airs on HBO Max May 27th. People can't wait to watch them discuss their post-TV success as David Schwimmer listens. This is not headline news.
Well,
yeah.
It's been a lot of enthusiasm.
I actually, once again, this is another one of my brilliant contest ideas that's just gone to...
You had a lot of great ones.
Well, I mean, look, the show's only been around for 66, 61 years.
Yeah.
It's never been off the air. I think everybody's seen at least a couple of episodes. And I have these Mayberry quizzes. And I thought maybe we'll do some trivia today instead of a conundrum. So far, this has worked out really well. And I'm despondent. Maybe if you asked, I mean, everybody loves you. Nobody, if you ask him to call 272-9228, maybe we'll get a better response.
Please, if it's the last thing you do, call now.
All right, Struthers.
272-9228. Put a smile on some faces here in the studio.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Let me prove this idea. It wasn't as dumb as it sounds like it was.
Andy.
Maybe the phone's
Barney and Dopey.
Hey, Barney, who? Andy, are you doing dwarves?
Andy, Barney, and Dopey.
Dopey, yeah.
And Sneezy. Who was the guy in Drunky?
Fartsy.
Oh, that's... That was Otis. Yeah. Drunksy.
Drunky.
Otis is my favorite character. I can relate to Otis.
Yeah, that's another way. You know, instead of begging, you could threaten. You know, with like, I don't know. Then, well, God, we have a call.
Holy crap. Meanwhile, enjoy Sarah McLoon. Two calls. Three calls.
Did my begging work?
They did it for you. They did it for you. And by the way, just calling qualifies you for the grand prize drawing.
We're going to get them all in there. I got to get the names again. Hang on. I'm starting to remember them.
Yeah, I got to get because we got to start with the line one. Ole Miss, cool. So, Ole Miss, since you're the first person to call in, I'm going to let you pick which character we're going to do the questions on. Andy, Barney, or Dopey?
Barney.
Barney. All right. Here we go. How well do you know Barney? Okay. One of the following is not... No, I'm skipping that one. I hate that question.
Okay.
What is Barney's address? And I'll give you three choices. 411 Elm, 332 Maple, or 14 Willow Lane. Which one of those?
So Elm, Maple, or Willow? Willow Lane. Elm Street, Maple Road, or Willow Lane?
Willow Lane.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's on Elm Street?
It was Elm, yeah.
He's on Elm.
But don't go away. You're the first caller. We're going to give you
a chance. I
didn't
know that one.
To save this horrendous idea I came up with. Ken.
Hey, good morning. Hey. I heard Sarah McLaughlin, and I thought of poor Chase sitting there all by himself.
Yeah, I know.
Tears are rolling down my face.
Yeah.
We're doing Barney here.
That didn't sound okay.
All right, what was the name of Barney's speed trap on Highway 6? Was it Deputy Dew, Barney's Hotspot, or Checkpoint Chickie?
Checkpoint Chickie.
You are correct. All right, hang on. Now let's give Pat a chance to compete here. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Whatever.
I was really wanting to call in with a rabbit and turtle story, but I'll go with your...
Call back later. You know, frankly... let's ask this one here. Where does Barney move when he leaves Maryberry? Was it Mount Pilot, Raleigh, or Siler City?
He went to, he went to Raleigh.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Now we got a contest. And now the pressure's on Ole Miss because you got to get this next one right, okay? What did Barney give his parents on their wedding anniversary?
God, I don't know this stuff.
Was it a dog, a septic tank, or a tree?
I don't know this stuff.
A tree.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a septic tank.
Is that right?
Yeah. But Ole Miss...
Well, y'all have a good morning.
Thanks. I thought I knew this
stuff.
Got our
third contestant dropped off. What the hell? Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Yes?
You're kind of the winner by default here.
Well, I nipped it in the bud.
Good one.
Yeah,
good one.
You can't go wrong with this. Okay, so hang on. And Jay's going to set you up with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. I will be calling my therapist shortly.
I don't know. I didn't know any of those.
No, I didn't either.
Really?
No. Not well,
then,
one of them.
And this is my fault. I just assumed there would be more interest in this than there was.
Well, I thought I knew the answers, but apparently not.
All right, let me ask you one. Which instrument does Barney not play in the show? Bongo drum, cymbals, guitar, or harmonica?
Oh, well, we already
see, I have no idea on that one either.
It's easy. It's guitar. See?
Oh.
So I don't have the answers. I just know this, and this is really frightening to me.
Okay, well,
that I could actually...
Well, I thought I knew every episode and every answer, but apparently I don't.
Well, that's Pat B., but he's calling back with his rabbit and turtle story.
Oh, well, we don't want to miss that. Hey, what's your rabbit and turtle story there, Pat?
Hey,
Ken. Hearing you all talk about rabbits this morning, we raised rabbits when I was a kid. We didn't eat chicken earlier to your random fact. I grew up eating rabbit. Daddy butchered every 2 weeks. We had about 300 of them on average. He butchered 60 every 2 weeks.
That's a lot of
But your turtle story, last week when you were talking about turtles.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Johnny Carson thing when he was asked on his show if he was a turtle? And he looks at the screen and he says, I'm sorry, America, but I got to say this. You bet your sweet ass I am. Because there's an organization out there called the Turtles. And I'd forgotten that until this morning. I'm behind a truck that's got that bumper sticker on it. It says, are you a turtle? And it's got the picture of a turtle.
I remember that. I remember that turtle thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just reminiscing with old times there with you all. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Remember all the turtle stories we got last week?
Yes. Especially with the alligator turtles and the big box turtles, the snapping. What do they call them? We got some deadly turtles in this.
And we've got the turtles on the timeline on Friday.
Oh, cool.
And on the runway.
Yeah. On the runway.
Yeah.
I'll probably play that on Friday, but not today. Yeah. I'm despondent.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic light to moderate all over the area. We do have some slow traffic from Highway 143 at Millbrook, where those folks are jumping on I-65 to get into Montgomery. A little slow there to the Northern Boulevard. We've got some congestion West Boulevard at I-65. Overall, though, we're light to moderate all over the area and no problems with Tumka, Millbrook, or Prattville. No accidents reported to us that we know of as well. If you're looking for a pickup or SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save some money. Hurry before the selection's gone. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Now that my stupid contest is over, here's Jay with a word about Seafood Bistro.
Well, we just gave away a gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro, and Ken is going to enjoy his food there. It says 1651 Perry Hill Road is their address. They're open up at 11 a.m. today because that's what they open. That's the time they open every single day of the week. Monday through Friday, or actually, I'm sorry, Monday through Sunday, they open at 11 a.m. 279-7500 is their phone number, but best place you can go is their website, theseafoodbistro.com. They're not open right now, but you can go to their website and you can look at the entire menu, decide what you're going to do for lunch or maybe dinner, or maybe you've got weekend plans or got a get-together coming up or something like that. Well, you can cater it with some great food from the Seafood Bistro. As far as the boil bags consumed, those will feed a lot of people if you get some of those two-pound bags or some of the two of the one-pound bags. There's a lot of food in that stuff, in the boil bags. It's a lot of stuff. They even give you a bib because you'll need it. They've also got their salads. Their appetizers are great as well. The barbecue shrimp, the shrimp and grits. Basically, just get some food and then add shrimp on it, and there you go. The po' boy. Can't go wrong with the po' boys. TheSeafoodBistro.com and also online on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
I'll have more wretched ideas on the show in just a couple of moments.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Day, 54% of Americans get their taxes filed as quickly as possible because they are, most of them,
That'd be me.
15% wait until the last minute. That would be me. Sometimes past the last minute. I remember, you know, there's a phobia attached to this. It has nothing to do with whether you owe them or have money coming back. There was just something paralyzing about doing it. And I remember in the early 80s, there was this accountant who went to all the radio stations from Philadelphia, went to all the radio stations and said, "Hey, I do radio tax returns." I said, "Well, I haven't filed in like 3 years." I said, "I got stuff." He said, "Bring me your stuff." So I brought him the stuff, and I think he charged $200. And like less than a month later, I got 3 refund checks.
Very reasonable, $200.
By that point, I was ready for jail, thinking, well, you know, you filed late, you are breaking the law.
Right.
But that really only mattered if you owed them, then they give you a lot of grief. The one thing, here's the one piece of tax advice I am totally qualified to give. Do not, if you don't file anything They will figure out your taxes for you based on whatever records they have on your money earned. You do not want that to happen because they're going to calculate it to the highest possible
dollar. Of course they are. Yeah.
And it took me only 17 years to finally wrest myself free from that obligation. Crazy stuff. 8:35, our Morning Maroon nominees are just a couple of minutes away. So last week, I was talking to Tip Thames. Get a read on what's happening over at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, they're moving a lot of product. And he said the stresses have worked out really well for customers because trade-ins have a higher value than ever.
That's this is like a first, isn't it?
It's rare. There may be a bubble or two in the past when inventory's been low. But he said we have taken cars in trade and given back more than the customer paid. So show is finishing 4 years at AUM, and I think he was due for an upgrade. So we took the car over there Saturday morning just to see. We got $2,000 more than what we paid for it.
That's amazing.
There weren't that many miles on, you know, put on it, relatively speaking, going back and forth to school and stuff. But I was dumbfounded, and we were able to trade that with a couple of extra bucks for a 2016 Scion. You saw the picture. Beautiful.
Who makes the Scion?
Toyota. Oh. It's got, it's 2016. The payment is marginally higher than the previous one, but it has Bluetooth and all these things that the other car did not have. And those things last forever. In fact, I think Ross might steal it. I'm not sure. She loves it. Anybody would love one of these. This is the car that Goose wanted when she was first getting her driver's license. Anyway, Tip proved the point for me. If you've got something to trade, do it now while all the stars are lined up for maximum trade-in value upgrade. That's what they do better at Jack Ingram than anybody else. Is upgrade you without upgrading your payment to a point where you're uncomfortable with it. Stop by and see Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online by any price or category with the signature pre-owned or the certified pre-owns at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Just beautiful out there this morning, and very comfortable on the humidity. Now, we know that we're not going to be able to say that for much longer. So the temperatures are getting warmer. We're in the mid-80s today with abundant sunshine. Low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow we're in the mid to upper 80s. There'll be some clouds around, a sun and cloud mix. But abundant sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And, you know, I think by the time we get to Friday, we have this big bubble of high pressure right over us that's going to make the temperatures continue to rise and divert storm systems around us. So I think we're near 90 by Friday, lower 90s over the upcoming weekend, and then a little bit more humidity. I mean, you're going to start to... you're going to start to feel that especially by Saturday and Sunday. Right now this morning, clear skies and 68. It's 8:39.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Is Family Guy safe? Because Wiley Poundstone sent me a link to a video. Family Guy and Bugs Bunny?
It should be. There's probably
a, I
sometimes
just, yeah,
it
be
is.
Careful.
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. What's up, Dad? Oh God!
Well. Well,
that
good
was,
thing this is radio. Good thing this is radio.
It's only a cartoon. But
yeah,
there
it's
were,
only a cartoon.
Bugs Bunny was just annihilated.
You know how many grown-ups have gotten offended by cartoons over the years?
Their way of giving Elmer Fudd his moment in the sun. It's 20 minutes. Can we do anything else today that would fascinate the audience more than that? But we roll with the punches here, you see. Let's see how we're
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy now on the Boulevard, especially East South Boulevard at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge in front of Baptist Troy Highway intersection. We've also got a lot of congestion Eastern Boulevard at I-85 and a lot of incoming traffic on 231 that's got Northern Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson busy this morning. Other than that, light to moderate everywhere else now around the area and no accidents reported to us to pass along. Summer registration's underway at Trentham State with classes starting May 19th. That's Wednesday. Choose your career and change your life. Call Trentham State Community College. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The SBI is investigating an officer-involved shooting near Dadeville Sunday afternoon. Tallapoosa County deputies were responding to a location near Fellowship Baptist Church in the Butson community when shots were fired at the deputy. The suspect was injured and taken to Baptist South Hospital in Montgomery. No officers were injured. A historic marker was unveiled in honor of Reverend Robert and Jeannie Gretz Sunday. They are known as the only white clergy to publicly support the Montgomery bus boycotts. Their home was bombed twice by the KKK. And more than 2.7 million coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered in the state. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 3,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
For those whose days start before sunup and end long after it goes down, you have a trusted partner in Thompson Tractor. Thompson is all about taking care of your equipment, so you can be all about taking care of your business, giving you one less thing to worry about. For over 60 years, Thompson has been there for you. Our expert service technicians are dedicated to compact and heavy equipment. Whatever size, make, model, or budget you might have, we provide a comprehensive array of services. Our field service team can come to you, or you can stop by any of our full-service locations near you. Quality parts are readily available, so there are no long waits. Hey, if your machine's up and running, so is your business. So come see us, or visit ThompsonTractor.com to get the expert service you need. We're here for you.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes. Better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I already got 2 shots of Pfizer and I'm always wearing a mask. I'm cleaning my hands with sanitizer and I stay at least 6 feet back. I taste everything and nothing smells funny. My chest doesn't hurt and my nose isn't runny. But I got tested and the results were stunning, 'cause I still got COVID-19. I had all of my groceries delivered and I did not go anywhere. Then I got my vaccinated sticker, but I still was disinfecting the air. Last year I was inside quarantining. Then me and my friends went out drinking last weekend. Got trashed, no masks, even though I am vaxxed, I still got COVID-19.
By the way, at 8:46, before we get to the Morning Maroon, somebody on Friday, I saw the video, I didn't get the details, was using hand sanitizer in their car with the windows closed.
Uh-huh.
And lit a cigarette, and that car became a flaming, totaled hulk.
I did not hear this.
Wow. Yeah, there's too much of a good thing. It's got alcohol in it. And some of the sanitizer that came out, remember, everybody wanted hand sanitizer. I remember you couldn't find it anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was just gone.
Oh, yeah, at the beginning, yep.
And then you started to see all these weird brands show up in stores. Like, which ones do you trust? Which ones can you drink? Because a lot of...
Hopefully none.
Yeah, no, I know, but a lot of...
Got any more hand sanitizers?
Some of those sand sanitizers were made by distilleries that used to make alcohol.
It'll
call it happy hour for nothing.
So, anyway, we have kind of a similar story in our Morning Moon nominees. So let's bring in former Secretary of State, climate czar, and all-around traitor, jerkpot, Jean Caray.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Our search for the dumbest of the dumb begins in South Carolina. Woman there is lucky to be alive. 28-year-old Jessica Patterson was out driving near the town of Pickens in South Carolina. She caught the attention of police speeding. The plates on her car had been reported stolen. She freaked out when she saw the cops, started leading them on a high-speed chase, an especially dim-bulbish move because she had a trunk full of hoarded gasoline. At some point during the chase, she lost control, ran off the road, flipped. The car caught fire. Multiple explosions were heard inside. She was able to get out despite being on fire at the time. Now, she's going to be okay. They got her to a hospital. Badly burned. She will be facing a multiplicity of charges. Probably woke up in a hospital bed with her wrist chained to it.
Most likely. I would think so.
That's how that works.
Yep.
We thought the last video store had closed, but there's a place in Leominster, Massachusetts, called Adopt-A-Video. The guy that owns it, John Duplees, apparently wasn't really putting videos up for adoption. He was using people to go shoplifting at nearby other stores, bringing it to Adopt-A-Video, and then he would put it on Amazon. 26 different people worked for him who stole stuff from Walmart, Target, Home Depot, CVS. They say he's made over $1 million in profit. And when they searched his home and business, they found over 5,000 items worth more than $500,000. That's a heck of a ring of people helping you out. And this is just one of those things that can happen. A woman, her name is not known, purchased a $26 million lottery ticket in November and destroyed it in the laundry.
Yeah.
She is probably out of luck, but officials are investigating.
How did we know that she had the winning number if it was destroyed in the lottery?
A lot of people that are regular players know what numbers they're playing.
Oh.
They keep track. And when she... And I can't imagine what that must feel like, knowing that you are a legitimate winner of $26 million and you pull a shriveled up thing out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's an awful feeling. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
But
that's funny.
I don't know. The adoptive video guy is...
He was my front runner there once I heard it.
But I don't know. The destroyed in laundry lottery ticket.
That's a $26 million mistake
there. Yeah, that one gets my attention a lot.
And, you know, going on a high-speed chase with a trunk full of hoarded gasoline.
Well, or there's that, yeah.
Or hand sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah.
Both could cause a fire.
One, two, three.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
They all, at one level or another, were exactly that.
Yep.
When you are looking for furniture, mm-hmm. we'd like you to check out Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Furniture at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. You may have driven past it and not even noticed it was there because it's a very modest, unassuming building, which is neat because there's not a lot of money wrapped up in fancy overhead. It's a huge building, though. You really can't tell that as you're going up Wetumpka Highway. It's there on the east side of the road, and it's 65,000 square feet of incredible choices. Staffed by Stella, Cheryl, and Dale. Three of the best. They not only know that inventory, but they are experienced decorators. So if you have a question, bring a picture of a room that you're trying to, you know, figure out what to get, an accent piece. They'll be happy to help you with that. At the end, everything at Kaiser is marked up to 50% off. They've had no supply chain issues there at all. So their selection is full, and they cater to every taste and style because they can with that much inventory space. You also pay less in tax, 8.25% there, because they're just beyond the tax deductibles in Montgomery. At Kaiser Fine Furniture Shop, Kaiser.com, some great selections to look at on their website. Please mention you heard about them here when you stop by. Final look at the roads at 8:52.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, we still have some congestion. Cars coming in on 231 from Wetumpka to the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. We're still busy on East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents to report. Montgomery, Wetumpka, Prattville, or Millbrook. Been an accident-free morning so far. That's good news. Reinhardt Toyota, receiving a truckload of Toyotas every day. Get the Toyota you've always wanted while you can. Reinhardt Toyota on the Eastern Boulevard. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You've waited all season, and Fox Tomorrow.
We're invited to meet the little queen.
It's the emotional season finale of The Resident.
Nothing will ever be the same.
What have we done?
Then, don't miss the mind-bending finale of Prodigal Son.
Dad, you don't belong out here.
Malcolm!
This world isn't for you.
Malcolm! What did you do?
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Poarch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Poarch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? Their delicious grilled chicken salad. And then I don't feel so bad about dessert. I love their New York-style cheesecake as well.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Never Stopped Wearing Hawaiian Shirts.
Mr. Guy Who Never Stopped Wearing Hawaiian Shirts.
Hawaiian shirts are back, but they never went out of style for you. You never gave up on having too many buttons open, using your tan chest to distract us from your beer belly.
You look like Santa on summer holiday.
You also never stopped wearing Birkenstocks.
Your entire screams it's 5 o'clock somewhere, yeah.
So clip on your fanny pack, comb your mullet, rehearse your dad jokes, bring your own drink umbrellas, and get ready to party like the relic you always looked like. You're Mr. Guy Who Never Stopped Wearing Hawaiian Shirts, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Never Stopped Wearing Hawaiian Shirts.
Let me guess, you've never been to Hawaii.
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact. But I, you know, I'm out of the Hawaiian shirt rut that I was in for a long, long time.
I've got a few on the rack, but you know, you can't wear them. Just there's certain, you can't wear them a lot. There's not many instances where you can wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, there's people who fight you on that argument.
Well, for a while there, I wore them just to annoy somebody we used to work with.
Okay.
Haven't quite grown up from that. So what's everybody got planned to start the week? Big Monday.
I mean, I go to work here in a few minutes.
I have to go buy a washer and dryer.
Wow. Major appliance day for Rich Thomas.
Yeah. It's gonna...
I'm heading over to Jack Ingram to sign a few papers.
I got
to
get my roof repaired and my awning.
Oh, yeah. What's the latest on that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's moving. It's moving along. Construction hasn't moved along. That should start, I think, this week.
Great.
I think all of that.
Did your insurance company pony up, or do we have to send Nick the trunk over there?
No. Yeah. I mean, I got to pay a deductible, but that's it.
Yeah, okay. So. Okay. Good. Okay. I was really angry on your behalf over that.
Well, no. I don't know if I mentioned this on air. There was some confusion about that, and I called them that day, and I want to say it was this past Monday, I think, that I called them.
You mentioned that they were going to pay.
Yeah, because the way it all worked out, and then I called him, and he reassured me. He's like, no, it's okay. You'll only be paying your deductible.
Do you realize I've been angry for 5 days over that?
Well, I'm sorry. You never asked a follow-up. You never said, how's it going with your...
It made me sick over the weekend.
I'm sick.
Yeah. I had to bring in Pedialyte on.
I know, he was running fever. Did you run fever or just feel miserable?
It was around 99. But,
yeah, that's the thing.
But then again, I don't know how bad it was Saturday night when things got worse. Because I couldn't even get up. I was immobile.
I know this is going to sound weird. I'd almost rather have a 102 or 103 fever and be completely sick than that horrible mild thing with the symptoms and stuff, but it's over.
I don't ever want to be that sick again.
And I am vaccinated. Another place I got to get up to is Brian Jewelry. I've got a ring.